Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into something that's been buzzing in the creative community lately, Midjourney V7. Jordan, I can't wait. I've been hearing a lot of buzz about it. What's so different about this version? Great question. Midjourney V7 isn't just a little upgrade, it's like a complete rebuild of the engine. It emphasizes vibe and aesthetic over literal instructions. So, if you've been using complex prompts from V6, you might find they're just not cutting it anymore. Interesting. So it's more about the overall feel of the image rather than nailing every detail? Exactly. Think of it like a mechanic who understands what you're trying to fix, even if you can't name the specific part. V7 focuses more on things like composition and color harmony, which is pretty fascinating. I see. And I bet that's why so many creators are eager to know how to adapt their prompts for this new system. For sure, one of the best features to take advantage of is draft mode. A lot of folks skip it, thinking draft means low quality, but that's not the case. It actually produces images less detailed, but faster, which can be perfect for quick thumbnail tests. Oh wow, that sounds like a game changer, especially when you're trying to save money and time, right? If you're just needing something for a thumbnail that will be viewed on a phone, draft mode is often all you need. Speaking of thumbnails, it sounds like Midjourney V7 has something new for character consistency too. Can you tell us more about that? Absolutely. V7 introduced the Omni reference feature. This is a lifesaver for creators who want to maintain character consistency across their projects. Instead of describing the character in every prompt, you can now use a character reference tag that points to a URL of your character. Oh, that's smart. So you're saying if you set a character's weight high, it copies everything about them? Alex, exactly. Setting it to 100 keeps their face, clothes, and hair consistent. If you lower it to 10 or 20, you keep the face, but can change the outfit. This means you can play around without losing that recognizable character look. That makes so much sense. I know a lot of creators struggle with keeping characters the same, so this feature is going to save a ton of headaches. It really will. I saw a case study where a creator saved about $4,500 just by using this feature effectively. Wow, that's impressive. But what about text rendering? I've heard it's still not perfect in V7. That's right. I could say it's all roses, but if you need complex text in your images, V7 might not be your best bet just yet. They've made some improvements, about a 15% increase over V6, but we're still looking at roughly 30% accuracy for complex sentences. Oh, that's definitely a downside. So for projects that involve a lot of text, creators might need to look elsewhere? Pretty much. But on a brighter note, one feature that's really cool is personalization. V7 learns what you like over time. If you consistently upscale dark, moody images, it starts to generate more of that style for you. That sounds awesome, but is there a catch to that? Alex, yes, exactly. If you suddenly need a bright, cheerful image, the model might resist because it thinks you prefer the darker aesthetic. There's a way around this, though. You can strip away some of that personalization using specific parameters. That's handy to know. And speaking of cool features, I heard V7 is getting into video generation too. You heard right. They introduced a V1 video model that integrates with your image workflow. While it might not compete with dedicated video models, it's great for creating quick social media clips or animated thumbnails. That's so useful. Just imagine generating a still image and then adding motion to create a dynamic thumbnail. Exactly. You can animate things like smoke or rain in the background. It's perfect for those eye-catching community tabs or newsletters. So if I'm understanding everything correctly, V7 is a powerful tool, but it really requires you to adapt your approach, right? Absolutely. Respect the machinery, use draft mode to save your budget, leverage Omni, reference for character consistency, and keep your prompts focused on the vibe rather than the pixel-perfect detail. Those are some solid takeaways. Thanks for breaking all of this down, Alex. Anytime, Jordan. And to everyone listening, remember that Midjourney V7 can save you a lot in production costs if you treat it right. It's a fantastic tool, but it's just one part of your creative arsenal. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.